Your name and organization?
Okay, it's Maria Luisa Mendonça. I'm with the Network for Social Justice and Human Rights in Brazil.
Yeah, and you're in Ottawa in Canada just after the election, and you have some important stuff. That's why you're here.
Yes, it's very important to build international solidarity with Brazil because we have a fascist government now that and we have a risk of repression against social movement, against any type of opposition. And I think that having an openly fascist government in Brazil is going to have an impact in the whole region. So it's important to build solidarity.
And do you have a sense of how bad it might be? I know there was another interview you were saying it's like unimaginable what it might be like, and it's only a weekend or something?
Yes, the government just created a task force with the military to classify any type of opposition as terrorist groups. So I think that we're going to see a great deal of repression. Already we have seen attacks against members of the Workers' Party, against indigenous communities, against LGBT people on the streets. So this is a racist, a fascist, a government that is saying that it's going to also crack down on teachers and professors. So we need to pay attention to what's happening in Brazil.
Yeah, people already know that there's a lot of violence in Brazil, and maybe that contributed to him being elected.
Well, I think that the main problem was that the most popular leader in Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the former president, was put in jail. And if he was able to run, he would win the elections. Although there is no evidence of corruption against Lula, the conservative parties went ahead and arrested him anyway. And this started in 2016 with a parliamentary coup against President Dilma Rousseff that was impeached, although there was no charges of corruption against her. So she was impeached without a crime, so that's why we said we had a parliamentary coup at that time. So that created a political vacuum in the country. Although the opposition party, the Workers' Party, had a lot of support in this election, there was a lot of manipulation by the mainstream media, and also a huge campaign, a social media campaign of fake news that contributed to electing this fascist government.
I heard that from the MST about if we had 2 days with no social media, we'd probably win. The Workers' Party would probably win because of the way that the Bolsonaro was using the media and the social media.
Yes, there was a huge social media campaign spreading fake news against the Workers' Party candidate, Fernando Haddad. At the same time, Fernando Haddad had a beautiful campaign. He didn't have much time to organize the campaign because until about a month before the elections, people were hoping that Lula was going to be able to run. But the Supreme Court in Brazil changed the interpretation of the law, saying that he was going to be arrested, even though he still has the possibility of appealing his case. So, that together with the social media and manipulation led to the election of this fascist government.
And I think people may not realize that he said he was a political prisoner without evidence. They put him in jail. They put him without communication with anyone in jail.
Yeah, he was not able to speak with the press, for example. That's illegal because even, drug dealers in Brazil sometimes speak from prison. So yeah, I think it's important also to say that there was a huge grassroots campaign in support of Fernando Haddad, the Workers' Party president. The women's movement organized a huge campaign called Not Him, referring to Bolsonaro.
Which is El Não?
El Não, the El Não campaign that was very popular. So I think we need to keep supporting social movements in Brazil. They are at risk right now of repression and organized international solidarity.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that because last night you were saying one way is to look at the companies that are doing business with Brazil and are going to benefit and to put pressure on them.
Yeah, to put pressure on the Canadian companies and also to support organizations in Brazil that are fighting against the coup and against the fascist government.
As things develop, how are we going to know what's going on?
Well, I think it's to follow the alternative media in Brazil and be in contact with social movements. So, you know, and also to try to spread the word, hear about what's happening there.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.